Aircheckdownloads.com.
The sound of where we live.
And all the music you love.
The music you love.
BBC.
Radio Gloucestershire.
Rick Astley is never going to give you up on The Late Show, so this is my bitty taking care of business until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning for Chris Baxter, who's off for a couple of days. Kate Clark in here tomorrow night. And very sad to hear the news just a couple of minutes ago that David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young has died. He was born on the 14th of August, 1941, 81, sadly died today. And I thought I'd be a bit cheeky and play you 2.5 minutes of absolute brilliance. So let's have a listen to Marrakesh Express. So sorry to hear of the death of David Crosby. Absolute genius there. Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young and Marrakesh Express on The Late Show. David Crosby died today, aged 81. Okay, we'll get the random quiz on in just a few minutes' time. I'll give you all the numbers and the questions and recap everything that's happened throughout the week this week as well in just a few minutes. But I think we'll just hear from Taylor Swift first and this brilliant song. It's called Anti-Hero, and then we'll get to the random quiz. Okay, so that's Taylor Swift. It's called The Anti-Hero on The Late Show. So it's time to do the random quiz for Thursday night. And, well, let me just run through some of the things that happened last night. So question number 5, day number 3, went yesterday. Pat from Marlborough said, I gave a shopping list to my friend. She bought a shopping list back with most of the items ticked off. However, my friend added something rather humorous to the bottom of the list upon its return. What was it? The answer was a partridge in a pear tree. Only one correct answer for that, Peter in Alverston. But thank you, Peter, for getting in touch with us. We appreciate that. So we've got a new question to add at number 5. I'll get to that in a minute. But let's just run through the ones that are existing so far. Joy in Barry. Hello, Joy. How are you? My grandmother, Naya, has just taken the lead in a local theatre group musical production. What's the musical? I beg your pardon, grandmother. Granddaughter, Naya, has just taken the lead in a local theatre group musical production. What's the musical and can you name the part that she's playing? So that's question number 1. Date number 3, that one. Few incorrect answers. It's not Penny in Hairspray. It's not Janet in the Rocky Horror Show. Or Calamity Jane. Or Annie from Calendar Girls. Or Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Question number 2. Well, guess what? This is a musical one. It's a tail ender. I always like these. I haven't had any incorrect answers for this. No one's had a go at this yet, but it's day number 2. What is this tail ender? What's the end of the song? Any ideas? Want me to play it again? What song is that? Question number 3. Day number 7 from Shane in Froome. This is going tonight. Now, Shane, I had a conversation with Shane last time I was here. Blimey, it was November time, about him living on a canal boat. And he's changed the name of his boat since then, but what is it? It looks like Chris had given a bit of a clue out and said that part of the name has got moon in it, because there are just literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of wrong guesses with the word moon in it. I'm not going to go through all of them because basically nobody's got it right, but the list is just endless. It's incredible. Hello to Wilma in Vancouver Island, though. Hello there. She said, is it dog moon? No, the answer is not dog moon. I can tell you that. That was just come in, by the way. Question number 4, John in Gloucester. Can you name up to 5 songs whose lyrics include UK banknotes and coinage, decimal and pre-decimal? Any 2 of the 5 should suffice. We have had 2 correct answers from John's list of 5, Rat Trap, Boontown Rats, and also Up the Junction Squeeze. But we've had a whole tranche of incorrect answers. Maybe I'll go through some of those later. And we've got a brand new question number 5 as well. Day number 1. I think this might go tonight. Carolyn Taunton, Agatha Christie, wrote under a pseudonym. But what was the pseudonym? So there are a few ways you can get in touch with the random quiz on The Late Show. You can send me a text message, put Baxter at the beginning of your message and send it to 81333. It'll cost you 1 message at your standard rate. Or alternatively, you can WhatsApp 08000 321 333. Again, put Baxter at the beginning of your message. Or if you'd like to give us a ring, it's a free phone number. Joanne is taking your call, and this is the number.
0800 121 7575.
BBC Radio Gloucestershire.
Give us a call. It'd be nice to hear from you. Let me play ELO while you're thinking about some of those answers and mulling them over and wondering how to get in touch. Call, text, WhatsApp. Do that now.
NewCheckDownloads.com.